There are continued signs of optimism from Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards about efforts paying off to flatten the curve of the COVID-19 pandemic in that state. That said, issues remain. NOLA.com reports that a downtown New Orleans hotel where nearly 200 homeless people have been housed during the pandemic is failing to follow basic health protocols, including the use of masks and gloves and social distancing. The report also says the hotel is ill-equipped to deal with a rash of drug overdoses and other health emergencies. Let's get a more in-depth perspective on that region from Dave Cohen, news director and also host of First News on WWL Radio in New Orleans. Dave, catch us up to date.
Well, we are getting some good news and encouraging signs that maybe, just maybe, we're starting to see the peak level off here with fewer patients needing to be hospitalized on a daily basis and an actual drop in the number of patients on respirators reported. It has the governor of Louisiana saying that as long as people continue to follow social distancing, as long as they keep up the stay-at-home order, he feels good that we will not hit the feared doomsday predictions that we had heard of running out of ventilators and people dying because they wouldn't have access to them and hospitals overflowing with nowhere to put patients.
All right. I know he's also very much exercised a cautious tone. Do you get the sense that there's compliance, say, with social distancing?
You know, he has noted that in the big cities in New Orleans and the surrounding metro area and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and other places, that there is very good compliance. He's very concerned, though, about the rural areas of our state, where he says people are not taking it as seriously, and he's warned them they will take it seriously. Unfortunately, it may be when someone they love dies.
All right. So has New Orleans gone so far as, say, to threaten arrests for, you know, gatherings of 10 or more, things along those lines?
They've not only threatened it, they have done it on multiple occasions. The New Orleans police have placed people under arrest, most notably for a funeral second line, a kind of a jazz parade that we hold here in New Orleans traditionally for funerals as a sending off for someone. The mayor made it very clear those are not acceptable now. And there were still some who insisted on having scores or hundreds of people gather for a funeral second line. So an organizer of a second line was arrested along with a band leader who was playing at one of the second lines. And the police have reported now closing in on 1,000 complaint calls of groups of 10 or more that they've had to respond to break up the crowds. They say usually people are compliant and break up when they arrive, but when they don't, they will make arrests and issue citations.
Wow. We're speaking with Dave Cohen. He's the host of WWL's First News, also news director at that radio station in New Orleans, talking about what's happening there with coronavirus and the restrictions. How strange are things right now? I'm presuming to see many streets empty, like perhaps in the French Quarter, which most Americans are familiar with.
Yeah, we have gone around and posted pictures of the ghost town settings we're finding in places in New Orleans and across Louisiana, on the LSU campus, for example, on Bourbon Street, where normally there are huge crowds all the time. And we're a very social society in New Orleans with the celebration of Mardi Gras, what the nation sees. We similarly gather to have parties and celebrations all the time in this city and across this state. And to see that not happening now and to see the empty streets and people nowhere out in public except for those essential businesses that are open, it's very eerie. It's very uncomfortable. People here are a hugging and embracing society, a dancing and a celebratory group of people. And it's been very hard on folks to not be able to do that. But the mayor and the governor are applauding those who are doing it because they say it's starting to pay dividends despite all the death and illness that we've seen over the last several weeks.
Does that spirit return, Dave, when, say, a sense of normalcy comes back?
You know, we were just talking about that after seeing how they celebrated with that light and laser show in Wuhan, China, when they finally lifted the lockdown there. How will we observe the lifting of the lockdown here? And I think people are very eager, based on their responses, to get out once again, to boil crawfish with one another and sing and dance and celebrate with one another. We have seen major festivals that normally attract hundreds of thousands or millions of people to New Orleans that have been canceled or postponed one after the other.
I mean, Dave, we need your leadership on that. I mean, if not New Orleans, then who?
Absolutely. No, I don't think it's going to take any leadership. I think that it will bubble up grassroots, no problem. I think once people realize We have gotten past the danger, and they feel like it is safe to interact with one another. You will not have to encourage them one little bit. Bourbon Street will be full again. The festivals will return. The dancing, the singing, the hugging, the drinking, the eating, and everything else that New Orleans is so well known for will be there in abundance.
Nice, Dave. Dave Cohen, news director at WWL Radio in New
America's
Orleans.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.